Phone hacks. Rig a dig dig, you got the kicks. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the screech to my Zach Morris, Nick Kepper.
What's
you
that?
Already did this one.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already done screech.
Well, fuck. I've run out of shit to say.
What about the shit on my shoe?
The shit on my shoe. It's Nick Kepper.
Actually, I'm soil. I'm good soil. All right. I would never be shit. All right.
Yeah. Because you're full of worms.
Yeah, I've got. Look, that was some problems I had in the past, but I've managed to get rid of them, and I'm actually making a good life for myself, worm free.
What? How? When's the last time you had worms as an adult man?
No, I've never had worms, but people tell me you shouldn't eat raw bacon because I love raw bacon.
What?
Apparently, it does give you worms. Yeah.
What? You've eaten raw bacon before?
Yeah, I love it.
You love raw bacon?
Yeah, I eat it a lot. Yeah.
What do you mean?
If someone's cooking up a bit of bacon, I always walk past, grab a little bit by myself before it hits the pan.
Really? And I guess it's just like ham, like it's still cured.
Yeah. And people
it's still
like that.
It's still weird though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And
it's,
I think
it's kind of...
What our guest today, Becky Lucas, was getting at was that you look like you had worms or currently are suffering from some type of parasite.
Do I look like a parasite?
Yeah,
on my ass.
you seem like the sort of person who'd get a worm up through their foot, like in Thailand or something.
That happened to my friend who came one time to Thailand. I think was the one you came to, Becky.
Oh, right. And who?
I think you gave her the worm, actually.
I was planting worms around. So
it looked like a little rat. Rat worm.
Imagine that. Imagine what that animal would be like.
Yeah.
It'd be...
Rat-sized or worm-sized?
Worm-sized, but rat-like sort of, I guess...
Features.
Yeah. a long, small rat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to be the coolest of pets.
I think that'd be so cute. Worm, yeah.
You'd be the coolest kid to school, man.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we got Becky Lucas back on the podcast. She is our biggest fan and supporter. She is.
I listen every week.
Yeah?
I love you guys.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually do. I like this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny.
That means a lot.
I know.
And we're all on the same network. We're all. The best.
Where do we DM podcasts? Double Mangina? Is it Double Mangina podcast?
Yeah, Double Mangina.
What's another?
That's what we call in the industry blocking, Mike. Just saying, yeah, Double Mangina. You meant to, you know.
That was yes and.
Get in on the riff.
That was yes anding it, and I was going to let Becky then run with fucking Double Mangina.
What's a Double Mangina? You've got, it's like, you're like a duck and you have.
A cloaca.
You know how ducks have fake pussies? And
do they?
Yeah, it's got one of its real pussy, and then it's got another pussy that it lets the guys it's not interested in have sex with.
Fuck off.
And then it saves its real vagina for the ones it wants the sperm from.
What?
Yeah.
This is all made
it's
up.
It's true.
No.
So your mangina would be like.
My fake pussy?
Yeah.
That's what I call my butthole.
Yeah. you let the people that you don't really care about networking with come in there.
Oh, yeah.
But the people you do care about.
The people I do care about and want to network with.
Yeah, they get the real mangina.
Yeah.
But the second mangina.
Kind of reminds me of Mike at the comedy festival after parties, you know?
Yeah.
Just swanning about.
Yeah,
when taking it any which way.
Oh, I'm always networking.
He's letting Gideon use the real one.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think I got on Comedy Up Late? I've never been on Comedy Up Late, but so.
But you have stayed up late doing comedy.
Yeah, I have. That's something, right?
I've been at Festival Club up late begging to do comedy.
Begging.
But I've never done comedy up late.
Up the back with his little backpack, you know, getting ready to go on.
Dude,
yeah.
Always got the backpack on. Yeah, okay. So how are you, Cap? You're in Melbourne. You're in lockdown. Your screen is murky.
Yeah.
I've got one thing to say to everyone in Melbourne who's been locked down. Suck shit.
That's good.
Oh, man. Look, not to take I hate all these people like Sydney versus Melbourne, Melbourne versus Sydney. Who gives a fuck?
I know.
No one knows how to control a virus. Fuck you. Fuck us. fuck everybody, really. I don't care anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah. You've given up?
Yeah, but plus, like, everyone's looking for someone to blame, so they seem smarter. They're like, yeah, fuck you, Sydney, or fuck you, Melbourne. You're like, you're all dumb. Like, no one's like, ugh, you know?
I know, and they're the same people that are like, you know, we shouldn't have borders. Like, why is there racism? And then the first chance you get to, like, dunk on the state next to you, you do it. It's like, you are just as, like, ready to be racist.
Oh, yeah.
Not that that's racist, but you know what I mean? It's like... Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's like what Yez.
What did Yez
said last week? Everyone's like, ACAB this time last year, and then now this year they're like, call the police.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they're like, I don't want to play with you anymore.
Actually, I don't think. I mean, we might as well float a hack now that I was thinking for you, Becky. Mm. But I don't think you should do it. But I was wondering how it would be received if you put a black tile up now. And you were like, I'm still fighting, are you?
Yeah.
How would that go?
I reckon funny people would get it.
Yeah.
It's like, it'd be the same. Like, funny people would get it.
Yeah.
Annoying people would find it offensive. Yeah. And dumb people would be like, haha, what is this? Cheers, I'm Rob.
Like every post on the internet. Yeah.
Good on you, Becky.
Yeah. Love your stuff.
Well, the premise of the podcast is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. And then we do a hack at the end of the episode. But you're off Twitter. You're kind of lurking on there.
I'm allowed to sign into my account and I can look at people's tweets, but I can't do anything.
Yeah. So it takes someone messaging you and go and look at this shit show on Twitter.
Yeah.
And like, then you go over.
It's the best way to use it. Because you just get the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if something's really worth looking at, I'll go have a look at it.
Right. Anything fresh that comes to mind? Just throw you under the bus.
I think there's a lot of mental illness at the moment. Uh-huh. And all sorts of
people. On display.
Yeah.
That shit, when it's like totally put out there just for everyone.
Oh, well, at least it's not rewarded. At least I don't get work from it.
I was talking about this to Dan Rath, and he was saying, he's like, you know, these people they all cash in on their mental illness. They're like, oh, I'm crazy. And everyone's like, oh, we'll give you a hand and stuff. But if you just see like crazy Barry in the food court yelling to himself, you're like, oh, stay away from him. He
stinks. Yeah, call the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as I say, Martin Bryant, you know, we just need to destigmatize mental health. we should have reached out to him.
Yeah.
Right? Was he Port Arthur?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you're a big Port Arthur truther, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think and that I believe he absolutely did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It would be so funny to just get the mental health mob onto Martin Bryant and see if we could gaslight them into like believing that he should be supported.
Oh, easily.
Like, I wonder if he could ever get a Netflix special.
Yeah, and that's the angle they take?
Yeah. I thought of a funny meme last night. Martin Bryant, and it's a photo with him, and it just says, adulting is hard.
That's great. That's a hack.
Yeah. Yeah. Adulting, right?
Well, because last time, I think the last episode you did, was that your hack was the fake book announcement?
No, I had to ask Nazim Hussein for money.
Ah, right. Okay, it was one of the live episodes where we had you do the fake book announcement. And then now you've released a book.
Yeah.
And it's very similar to the one we came up with.
It was so annoying. Like, there were a few comments on it being like, is this phone hacks again?
Yeah. Because it was, what was My Life So Far?
My Life So Far.
A little Brisbane girl in a big showbiz world.
I read that hungover with like 5 minutes till showtime.
It was so good. And also it was like, Maddo kind of just released his book. And it absolutely destroyed him. Like, it made him feel so bad.
Did it?
Yeah, because I think he just didn't want, even though like it was a joke, he saw me getting attention for something he had just the previous day gotten attention for.
Oh, right.
Like, it was annoying to him to get even just fake attention for something I hadn't done.
Well, he actually played into the last episode with Yez, because Capper had me message him on Instagram Matt O'Kine, who has a show called The Other Guy, which you worked on the first season.
Yeah.
And my message to O'Kine, there's no previous messages. Capper had me say, "Hey, man, don't know if you heard, but I'm on TV now," which already, that sucks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Don't know if you heard, I'm on TV now. If you need someone to punch up or cameo on The Other Guy, hit me up, Mike G. And then he immediately responded, "This a phone hack, right?" And then I said, "Yeah, of course." I was just like, "I'll just get out of it." "Yeah, of course. Hope you're good, bro." Right?
Yeah.
But then he responded, "Still don't know if this is a prank or not. But either way, if it's not, I'll def keep you in mind. You actually want to act?"
So you might be
in.
Cast as the other guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, but I guess it just shows he's nice and, you know. And
he wants to help you out.
Yeah. But after me saying, "Yeah, it's a phone hack," and then he's saying, "I still don't know if this is a prank."
Mm.
But I just said...
Yeah, I just said it was a prank.
Yeah.
I think maybe he was drunk. You know when you can't read tone, you're so drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should I follow
this up? What time
was
it?
That was at 7 p.m. at night.
He could have been drunk.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't mind a schooie. I remember years and years ago when I was in my early comedy days, old O'Con was, he was swaying around a big deal. He loved it.
Yeah, he's a big drinker. He's a big drinker.
Yeah.
So nice. How, can I ask you, have you at any point told a stranger you're on TV?
No.
if you're in an Uber and they're like, "Where are you going today?" Are you just like,
"Oh, I've gone to the studio. We're filming. It's good to be working, but, you know, like it's a..."
Let's do a role play. I'll be at the shops and I'm like putting your groceries through.
Yep.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
It's crazy, COVID and all that.
I know, yeah. I know. It's I'm actually from Melbourne, but I'm in Sydney.
Oh, Melbourne's been hit really hard.
It has. Yeah. But, you know, like you guys are suffering through it too. But
yes, we are. My child has cancer and it's been really hard with the COVID having to get treatment and stuff. So
the family's just crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're doing all right? Like,
you know, we're holding strong.
Okay, because I'm working still.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually in town filming a show.
Oh shit!
Do you know Andy Lee?
Oh, who's that? Is that the Asian guy? Is that Asian guy? Yeah.
I think his mom might be Asian, but he's just like Hamish and Andy. Like,
yes, Hamish and Andy. Yes,
yeah. So he's I'm on his show, and I'm a series regular, and it's just nice to know.
So you're on TV.
I'm actually on.
Oh my god, that is so amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Sorry, my phone's just ringing.
Is it your son?
Oh my god. My kid's dead. Shit.
I'm so sorry, but I actually got it. Can you just ring up my things? I gotta get back to the studio.
Sure. Okay.
Just sign them, Mike. Just sign both of them. Sign the jugs, you know? Get out of it.
Sign the jugs.
My tits. Oh yeah.
Sign the cashiers.
Yeah.
Big heavy jugs.
The hundreds.
No, I'm not telling strangers I'm on TV. I posted about it because
you're required to do.
Yeah. And after you film, there's some guy in your face going, "Can you make 6 selfie videos so we can put it up on our socials?"
Hey y'all,
that's
it. Mike G, and I'm backstage. Andy.
That's what it is, and it's fucking couldn't be further from anything I've ever done.
Yeah, I know. Producers are always like, if you could just make something easy, shareable, a really good one is to scare.
Yeah.
This girl kept asking me if I could scare Husey.
What?
She's like...
Sneak up on him?
Yeah, she's like, if you could just scare Husey and get a good reaction, those clips tend to go really well.
Oh.
So it was like, you're all tired and you're like, Husey.
Hey, Yuzi, COVID is real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. And I have never done a selfie video in my life. And so all of a sudden I'm like, hey, guys, check out me. Oh, fuck. You know? What do you say?
Oh, it's the worst.
I would pay so much money to see you do promotional videos like that.
You won't need to. You'll be able to see it on the Instagram.
Yeah, they're going to be
I'm going to record every one of them. This is going to be great.
And they're like, you know, we'll tag you in it so you can put it on your socials. And I'm like, please don't.
Oh.
Please.
I know, like they must hate us. Some people are so malleable, like they just do whatever the producers say, but yeah. I never shared a promotional video.
Would you do all the everything there?
No. I was always like, yeah, I'll send it to you later. Yeah. I never did.
Oh, okay.
But you know.
That's why they trap you like right after when you're there and they're like, do it now.
Yeah.
And then you've just been filming. I don't know.
But they're so easy to palm away.
Like, yeah.
You're never going to see them again. It's always like same kind of blonde girl and like some kind of young gay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just kind of like move them aside.
I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember I had to shoot an ad for a cleaning product thing and they asked me to drive in a van and then talk about the cleaning product. Mm-hmm. And the director was yelling at things to me through the speaker. He'd be like, all right, smile more. No, don't look at that. Not that smiley. No, don't look like a creep. All right, now say it. Now pretend you're excited. No, not that excited. You're just like, fuck, man. I can only play like the shit version of me or the good version of me. I can't play
either it's thing. It's crazy, you know? When like you realize people only want one expression from you, but they're repulsed by every other. They're like, oh, that face, no. That face, no. That face will be fine.
Yeah.
You can work with that.
You can see them just thinking, what the? How did this fucking person get this job?
I should be on TV. It should be me.
I had that once. An extra once goes, why is this bloke on TV? I should be doing this.
Oh,
my God.
That is brutal.
All right.
Oh, anyway.
Well, apparently,
he's
because
not making the big bucks.
Yeah, obviously there's no audiences at shows anymore, so it's just like crew, you know, in. But they're getting like some people that work with the network or extras to come in and be audience, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like comics. So it's like older comics have been...
Oh, and they're furious.
Well, it's just like the worst fucking crowd you can imagine. Yeah. It's just, you know, every joke bombs and you're like, wow, I thought that was all right. And then you look out and it's some cruise boat dude like shaking his head.
Yeah, because he's like, why does Mike get to do it? Like, we do the same cruises.
Exactly. He would this bomb on the cruise. I would kill.
This bloke would bomb so hard on the Carnival Opal or whatever the fuck it's called. Like, this wouldn't work in the fucking bistro, I tell you that.
Capper, I love this hack for you from last week's episode. It's been in the works for a long time. Are you familiar with Lisa Ann at all?
Yeah, is she a porn star?
Porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I actually forgot. I had to stop listening to the episode last week, so I didn't get to right to the end.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know what this hack is. Right. I knew yours.
Becky, is she a porn star? You're the biggest Lisa Ann fan ever. You got the posters on the wall. You love porn. You're always talking about porn, you know?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah.
I don't watch as much. Like, I used to watch porn a bit, and now I, like, don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Has this been done?
Not against it.
Well, no, not yeah, whatever. Mm. But it's also like, has this been done as a joke? Because this actually happened. I was watching a porn, and in the porn itself, you could hear a baby crying in the background.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that is the worst fucking thing. That's the worst noise you could hear.
It's so funny.
Because it made you shoot. Did it make you shoot too quick, Mike?
Yeah. I was like, that's what they're doing leads to that. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, life.
You never know, that baby could be the porn star you're going to watch in 18 years.
Well, I give it 16.
Oh, my God.
There's a funny comedian called Brendan Walsh, and he had a funny podcast, and they would do prank calls, and, like, they would call up sex lines and, like, get the girl, like, get them, like, to start talking dirty to them and then start playing a baby crying. and then they also did one where it was just diarrhea sounds.
Oh, nice. And she keeps going. Yeah. She has to.
It's so good.
Well, so Lisa Ann, and then I'll see if I can pull it up just to show Becky. But
yeah, so Capper, what did you say?
Capper, you can talk your way through it.
I just had to So Mike got me to join the Lisa Ann fan page group. And I said, love Lisa Ann, queen of the MILFs. Seriously, though, I lost my own mother a few years ago and Lisa's videos got me through a very dark time in my life. Send me a DM, boys, if you ever want to talk.
And he put a photo of her because that's what gets through.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's just all these weird ethnic dudes like commenting on the Lisa Ann page, like cute love or hi, Lisa Ann, and I love you so much. And
oh my God.
Beautiful princess and all this. But you said in the the post you put up on Insta that you got a DM? Because you haven't even told me what the DM was.
Yeah, I got a DM. It's from a guy and it's spelt mostly in syllables, like weird syllables, like, "Hi, you love me so, Lisa Ann, that's it." Like,
oh.
I'll go.
Do you think he's trying to say, "Hi, you love me some Lisa Ann"?
Yeah, yeah. We both love us.
We love me some Lisa Ann.
And then he's like, afterwards, he said, "My mom died too."
Wait, hi, you love Lisa Ann so much. What did it say again?
Hello, hello. So hello twice, which is great. Hello, hello, Lisa Ann, love me. That's it.
Ah.
So.
Lisa Ann, love me.
She love me. I don't know, but she love me. She don't love you. She love me.
He's trying to type while he's jerking it, and he's just like, my mom died too. I want to get the message.
so funny to send a fucking direct message while you're jacking it. Oh, Lisa Ann, love me.
Yeah.
Lisa Ann, love me.
What, and that one went off in the actual group, didn't it? Like,
man, it got like 207 likes. I think it's one of the biggest traction. Well, besides Wardo's Raids Against the Machine post, that had a lot of traction as well. But yeah, this one's one of the biggest. It had like 208 likes or something.
Right.
Nice.
And thank God, because you put me in this page like 2 months ago, and I've just had to open up my phone. Like in private, because this big Lisa Ann photo would come up every time of like besides the one I got on my wallpaper, you know, it would just come up every time. So I was very happy to leave the group, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you left it. You're not in there still.
No, sorry. I am a fan of Lisa. I love her. She's a curvaceous woman. She can take on a lot of dicks. She's very talented.
Lisa Ann, love me?
Yeah, I save her for the big screen, you know?
What are her like storylines in her?
She's always the MILF.
Right.
She's always the MILF.
After the stepson and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
It's always the funniest. It's always like, she's always like, "Oh, my husband doesn't pleasure me anymore."
Yeah.
And then she catches the stepson like jerking off while he's playing video games, like something really boyish. Like,
yeah.
and then she's like, "Oh, I'm so angry about this. Whoa, look at the size of your dick."
They're always really angry when they find them jerking off.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. Like, you would never do, as a parent, you'd be so uncomfortable. Yeah. And like,
"Oh, sorry." And then just like back out, close the door.
I think that's why I don't like porn frustrates me, because I'm like, you're not doing it right.
What?
Like, I get really frustrated at like.
It seems fake.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I want them to act more normal. But they're always like, "Well, hello there." Like, everything's so. I'm like, I just wish it was better and like. More naturalistic.
Oh, so you want like a proper like actors and stuff. And
yeah, like I still want it to be like gross and fucked, but I just want them to not, I want them to react to things and in ways that, like there was one where I was watching one like a couple of weeks ago. I'm not like off it. I just have not really looking at it much.
Yeah.
But there was one where this guy like come, it's like the dad and the babysitter. And he comes home and he's been drinking heaps and he was just so bad at drunk acting.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my head. Oh.
It's cartoonish,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, just be like a normal drunk guy.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
It takes you out of it. But you can skip all that preamble shit.
Yeah.
I just go straight.
No, I need that. I need the build up.
I go straight to the fake pussy.
No, I don't like that.
All right.
That's the least enjoyable part for me, the actual dick and pussy.
All right.
Yeah, I like the
I like the build up.
I like the build up as well. That it's why it's got to be shot good for me. It's got to be like shot in a real good movie style, otherwise I'm like I can't get in. The whole thing is
What, you want like a crane shot? You want like a Michael Bay sweeping?
I want drones. I want 6K. I want it all. You know.
Yeah.
I just love it. I don't know if I can. I don't know if this would happen, Becky. I'm only saying this from a male perspective, but it is funny though when the stepmom sees how big, like the dick is on her stepson, and she's like, "Oh, I hated you. You're a little pervert. But oh my God, this dick is huge. I have to ride this."
It's so sad. Like, what does that say, you know, to to boys with little dicks. Like if she opened up the door and he was jerking off and he had a little dick, she'd be like, never mind.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, haven't little dick guys suffered enough? Like, do they need to be humiliated again in porn? Like that should be their safe space.
They need to have a public service announcement like, hey, by the way, it's not the size of the worm, it's where you wiggle it, you know, something like that.
It's like when, you know, they like for a while there, it was that big thing, facts about Hitler. Like every couple of weeks it was like Hitler was a vegetarian or like Hitler had autism. And one of them was like, did you know Hitler had a micro penis? It's like, why are you making guys with micro penises feel even worse?
Yeah.
It's like, not only do you have a micro penis, you're like Hitler. It's like, it's not enough.
Yeah, he's one of you. You're one of them. Yeah. This is what drove him to do what he did, you know?
It's just so weird.
And then Yaz's one, I know he turned one down that I think probably would have got a better response. Oh, it was a picture of the one of the female beach volleyball teams for the Olympics. And then it was like a picture of them and then like loving the Olympics and then like a winky face. But I think he's got like a proper job now. And so he was weird about putting that up.
So what did he end up doing?
B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And it was like a picture of her. And then what was the caption cap? It was like, I wouldn't mind.
I don't know what you reckon, but I'd go the growl on B. Arthur.
Yeah, and then hashtag golden growl. Yeah.
I remember seeing that and not understanding
what it was,
why it was not funny and like it was so gross. But I think like I trusted that there was something to it, so I did like it.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know it was phone hack.
Well, he's so good on Insta.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, it's usually so funny that I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that this must be funny.
Yeah. And so you're just like, just one of those scroll.
Yeah. Usually just like people that you like Instagram anyway.
Yeah. I noticed you missed a few of my TV posts.
Really?
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
I'm kidding. What if I kept track?
People do. People are psycho.
I know.
Mike, you do secretly keep track. I know you do.
Everyone subconsciously.
Like, act like strong Mike Goldstein. I don't care about promotion.
I mean, I'd actually admit something that embarrassing, but I've had someone call me out for not liking. He goes, you haven't liked one of my posts since 2015.
That's the saddest shit.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
Who is it?
I'm not going to name him, but I'll tell you after. But he's he's gone a bit off the rails lately. And he's was also calling me multiple times, threatening me. And one of his, in all those threats, he said, you have a. Oh my God. All right. Let's.
Beep.
All right. Thanks, Becky.
It was so obvious.
He's gone. There's a few guys in comedy who love to call. Yeah. Like, I reckon when people start to like phone calls, it's when they're going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Totally. Mm. Especially like, and his calls were those Facebook Messenger calls.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And I was in Perth. And so, and for me, it was like midnight. So for him, it would have been 3 a.m. So that makes it even more mental. Oh. God. All right, we'll try and chop all this out, but...
How will we get... Pretend to be like... You'll have to finish that thought.
Yeah.
That Lisa Ann hack was golden, Mike, and the B. Arthur one, truly great episode of Yaz.
Yeah, I reckon, to be honest, it was a funny episode. I listened to most of it, but I think that hack's a bit of a cop-out, and I'll say that, and I'm proud to say that, and I'm not scared to say it.
Right. So you think he should have done the beach volleyball?
I think he could have done something alternative.
Well, because his
idea, a message or whatever.
His idea was to say he took a genealogy test.
Oh,
and he's not actually Aboriginal.
Yeah.
But we just didn't want to be connected to that.
That shit's kind of, you know, people just scroll past and see it and then, you know, you never know, like they might be like, huh, and then it's in their head.
Yeah.
And they may never get corrected.
Yeah.
Like that sort of shit can spread. Because, people are just flicking through their phones.
And they don't see if he,
does
the edit or anything. And so they're just like, oh, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
They always think that could have
ramifications.
but
it was funny.
So it was a good episode. Cap, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right, good. I didn't know whether you'd frozen or...
just gormless expression.
Gormless is the best one.
Your mouth was so relaxed. You're just like...
Yeah, that's his locked out face. That's Capper's resting face.
Right, yeah. I wish I could say, oh, I was concentrating on something or whatever, but I wasn't. It's just me. A lot of people ask me what's wrong with me. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. We should get into the phones. All right.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so we'll get into the phones. So obviously I'll hand my phone over to Becky and eventually I'll spin the wheel for her. And then Capper, I guess you'll hold yours up to the Zoom screen and we'll work from there.
Yeah.
All right, so spinning the wheel to see what Becky is going through in my phone.
You vaping there, Becky?
I am, yeah.
All right, that's madness. Do you do the flavored ones?
Yeah, I'm addicted. Nicotine addict big time.
Yeah. So that is draft tweets.
Oh.
Draft tweets. So, there's going to be a lot of dog shit.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just be gentle. all right. So there's the draft tweets for Bluke. Yeah. I've been tweeting much. And then a lot goes in and never goes out.
Oh god.
Oh no.
This is one I think is funny because the true fallout of Australian lockdown is every comic putting their shitty clips up online, including me.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. Like all the men have scrambled and they're just putting clips up every day.
I know.
Yeah. Like, give it a watch, guys.
But like Capper does it. I've actually done it. It's like you have to put yourself in there because it's friends doing it as well.
Yeah.
And like you get the pivot.
Oh, totally. And like we're all thinking like, oh, what can I do?
Yeah.
But it is funny, like
everyone
all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
It's like, here's a little clip for some lockdown blues. Check it out, comment and share, please.
It does show you how dumb comedians are because like it took a pandemic for us to start putting up clips or whatever.
Exactly. Like people should be doing that.
Like skateboarders have been doing it for years. You know, people doing other shit like musicians or whatever, but comedians just like, I should have been doing this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the captions and
comedians
are
just waiting to be plucked from some like imaginary institution that's like, you're amazing. It's like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like you've got to like be funny regularly to people.
But then people on TikTok trying to post vids and then, Reddit and all the angles, you just want traction or people to subscribe to YouTube. But then, I don't know. It seems so like I just flood. It's always something with you. Because last one you did, you had the milk bubble in your throat.
I can't handle liquids. Like,
and now you're covered.
Do you need anything else?
Sometimes like, I forget how to
vaping, drinking, you got a phone in your hand. What else do you want, mate? A cigar? A fucking banana? What's going on?
I need something to do all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be vaping, I'm stoned, I'm like playing, like I've got all these things going on and I'm like, I need another thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, what thing can I do to alter myself?
Fidgety.
Yeah. I need to be altered and doing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay. Oh my God.
What happened? Did you tweet it? No. Fuck off.
No, I didn't. But it nearly did.
Because the only way I tweet that is if I put a clip up behind it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise it's just like, I don't know, shitting on people who have just nothing to do but sit around and put captions on old stand-up videos.
Yeah.
Okay,
one more.
Masturbate
with shoes on.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I was just thinking.
You obviously just masturbated with shoes on.
No, I was thinking that I don't think I ever have. And this is, we've already covered porn and all the rest, but I think it would be only.
You like to take your shoes off. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
You get home,
yeah.
You light a candle, you take your shoes off.
Light a candle.
You go, pew.
What a day.
What a day.
Then I settled into the beanbag.
Yeah.
But
throw
I'm just
the fedora
thinking,
on the hat rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the Foo Fighters album on.
It's actually Kaiser Chiefs. but I guess I put it in there like that, but don't you think it would? It's only like real perverts that do jerk it with shoes still on, right?
Well, yeah, you've got your frantic like shoe. But do you mean just fully clothed, dick out, masturbating?
Well, yeah. Well, just having any type of footwear on besides, I guess, slippers is like psychotic to me.
Wanking in slippers is worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, yeah, all, like, no, I'm going to stick up for us shoe wearers out there, Mike. Some of us just don't have the time to get all of it off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of psycho you are.
Yeah, I don't think it's that weird.
Yeah. It's not that weird?
So, I mean, I guess that just means you always masturbate like in the shower or...
No, I can't because then it's a whole thing. I've said it on here before. My knees buckle, I fall down. it's real.
You're like an old woman having a heart attack.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah.
You need to wear one of those...
rescue bracelets or something?
The necklaces.
Man, how can you be so picky about masturbating? Like you just got to, you know what I mean? Like sex and stuff, I understand. You're like, it's got the mood's got to be right, everything's right. But that's the beauty of masturbating. You can just do it anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, I just think shoes on to me is crazy. I think you should be settled and comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do feel like sometimes masturbation can be like a quick tension release before a task.
Oh, so you're, okay. So nothing's off.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think men, I don't know if I've ever masturbated with shoes on, but but men do seem to like put a hand over a toilet and do it, and that's how I see.
Hand over like a toilet.
Just a quickie.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's what I think a lot of girls.
Kappa, come on.
What? Because in lockdown with my partner, there's like no spare room. So it's like, it's just one big space. So there's nowhere to, and she was like, well, can't you just do it in the bathroom? And then
you've discussed that you don't get to masturbate.
Yeah.
And she said,
well, she was like, well, don't you just like do it into the toilet? And I'm like, what do you think happens? That she thinks we hover over the toilet and like milk ourselves.
I think
down.
That's what we think. And I think that's what you do.
No.
I think men do that.
Do they?
Yeah. I've done it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm the freak.
I've seen handprints above a toilet.
Right.
That I assume is
but
a
that's
man.
That's a pee. That's a, you lean and pee.
Oh, okay.
That's like a drunken pee.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think that's definitely in your body. In your young days when you can just like, when you've always got like, when it comes on strong, you know, later on you replace it with other things like, I don't know, podcasting and all that kind of shit or stand-up comedy.
Or true love.
Yeah. True love, that's it.
Soulmate.
You replace it with hobbies, you know.
Was there anything else in there? I feel like this has been porn and jacking.
I like the one about the people rifling through sewage.
Oh, what was that? The unsung heroes of the pandemic are the people rifling through our shit in the sewers to tell us someone in our neighborhood has got the vid.
I mean, it does feel like a, what's the word? It's already a really shit job. I remember being in school and they said, and it was about like job satisfaction and, you know, and money and stuff. And they were like, the guys who go through the sewer and like fish out the tampons and dead fish and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like they have to wear these big hazmat suits and like that's a job to keep the poo and pee flowing. Like flowing through whatever the hell. And it's like it's $98,000 a year for that job.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's an intense job and like you would, I guess, stink all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even though you've got the suit and stuff, I imagine that stench.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're down there.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they're always saying the high sewage testing rates where we found, you know, they might be shedding the virus, but it's, and then no one's ever like, what's their actual job title?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, but are they making them stay there for longer to find COVID?
Probably.
Like, they're like, can't I just do my, and they're like, no, you need to be.
They're like, I'm a scientist.
Man,
it's so bad.
People say that those jobs are terrible, and they are. But I tell you what, I once got a job working at a paintball place, like you know, doing the tours. Like, all right, guys, let's do the paintball.
Rifling through shit.
And it was, even though it was like 5 or 6 years ago when I first moved to Melbourne, it was the worst job ever because it's just where everyone was bullied at school goes to deliver their power trips.
Yeah.
And it was all like dudes that just still hadn't let go of nu metal, just had all like dyed goatees listening to Linkin Park and shit. Just yeah, going, like,
I actually brought my own gun.
Yeah, that's it. It was fully those guys. They're like, I want these guns clean now, all right? And would you smile, please? Like, you've got to do these tours, right? And I'm like, man, I'm getting shot by kids with paintballs. Like this.
Oh,
sucks,
they're doing like Louis C.K. bits to you? Like, enjoy your job, dude.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No one likes to work, but I'm here to have fun.
Yeah. It's just where every freak went. And I noticed two guys were in the Army Reserve as well, so they were just psychos. Oh. And I was like, man, I would much rather rifle through shit than put up with these cunts. You know, I would rather pull all that shit out than just deal with power tripping dorks. You know, like,
totally. Yeah, absolutely. I know what you're saying because it's at least sort of on your terms.
Yeah, like these guys are all the biggest, pretend to be the biggest psychos. I guarantee you, I probably could have knocked all of them out, like easy.
Yeah,
you know.
I imagine if you liked shit though and you got that job,
right.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like it and it's well paid.
Yeah. You're doing what you love.
Some guy's like, I love shit.
Yeah.
I come to work every day. I come early actually.
Yeah, I take some home with me.
Yeah.
The parents say he's always loved shit. He's always loved it, had big posters of shit on his wall. He watched rotten.com every day. So we'd have to
Yes, he was getting his poos rated and he was rating poos.
We should keep this moving because I think so Becky's phone, see what I'm going through and that. So obviously if it lands on draft tweets, I should just go to something. We'll just say notes.
Yeah. No.
Notes is off.
Oh, it's just wait, so say, I wasn't listening to what you said.
No phones.
It's just better to say no when Mike's around.
What? That sounds fucking terrible.
I know, that's why I said it. I'm making a joke on your comedy podcast.
How dare you? All right, so I said if it lands on draft tweets, we'll do notes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So you just said, I'm just going to do notes.
Well, it is
notes. Okay, fine.
What? You don't like it?
No, you can.
Okay. I mean, I imagine it's a bunch of like.
It's kind positive. Of just type A shit, like planning my day.
Okay.
Ah. Are you a planner, kind of Becky? Do you have the boxes that you have to tick? Like do this today or whatever?
You know, I just try and like, you know, be like, go for a walk or like call your dad. And
yeah.
And I try and write things like, you know, sit down and have a think about this and like just as a way of.
There's a lot of like personal mantras like you're doing great. I'm proud of you.
I literally do write stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't see. Well, I do see.
Oh, man, this has changed my opinion of you totally, Becky. Your toughest nails demeanor is really crumbling before me.
I'm not. I'm softy.
I think it's a lot of, I'm guessing, joke ideas you have. Head lice in India?
Oh, yeah. I was just reminding myself I had head lice in India.
Oh, right. Gross.
Yeah, I know.
And for what reason, though?
Just to remember.
Okay.
I just forgot.
Oh, right.
And the worst thing is in India, if you get head lice, they don't have head lice shampoo. Like I was in Mumbai in like it's a bustling city.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to get it anywhere, it'd be Mumbai.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh. My friend just had to go through with a comb and just crack the backs of all these.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Well, you accuse Kappa of carrying parasites.
I know.
Well, believe it or not,
well, sometimes
I had head lice as well. I did have head lice once.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I didn't I didn't get it from India. I got it from another comedian.
Oh, who? It's a very
old comic. She was using a pillow and then another comic did me a favor and they were like, Nick, I noticed you didn't have a pillow. We're all staying in this house together in Melbourne.
Whoa.
And they gave me this other comic's pillow and it was riddled with head lice.
Jesus Christ.
Brutal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's hectic. Hey, sorry, don't go down too far.
Really?
I don't know. Just pick one. You're fucking making me nervous.
You're so tense.
You've
done like four of these.
Yeah,
so
but I've been writing more embarrassing things lately and I actually haven't gone through my shit.
All right. I have listened to Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, I just always forget that I love Barbara. Like, you know, whenever I listen to her, it's like really fun and emotional. And I was like, oh, and I heard a song and I was like, remember to listen to Barbara Streisand.
Right. And so you actually go back into your notes and you're like, oh yeah, I had head lice and I should listen to Barb. Okay, just a couple more. Well, I think these are set lists. So this one just says, the skill is the funny, but dot, dot, dot.
But I can't do it. The skill is the funny.
Yeah.
But I can't. I think that was me. I was just having this. I actually do remember writing that. I remember being just, this isn't funny. It's mostly earnest. Yeah. But I just get annoyed when like people get praised for doing comedy that like deals with big issues and stuff. And it's like, but everyone, like we live in a horrible world where like we all know about the big issues and it's like, why isn't the act of doing comedy and in that moment a room of people completely forgetting about all that stuff? Yeah. Like isn't that like this unique way of connecting everyone and like shouldn't that be seen as like so much more of a skill?
Right.
Because it like it's freedom from what is terrible stuff and terrible stuff that will continue to happen. We're not going to fix it. So it's like you get praise for just reminding people about terrible stuff and it makes you seem deeper and it's like, isn't it deeper to like for one night these people sit and laugh? And I was like, that's the skill. But it's like, it's almost like if you're funny you're not praised. Yeah. They're like, oh, anyone could do that. It's like, no, it's actually hard to do that.
Yeah,
it's hard to like get a bunch of people to like laugh together.
True.
Like it's easy to be like, like bring up topics and everyone has to be like, wow, that was really heavy. It's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Well,
I found it was harder to come up with clever topics or whatever. It was really hard, but now I can kind of come up with perspectives, but now I find it really hard to make them stupid, whereas I was able to be stupider before, but I wasn't able to come up with clever, but now I'm like, oh, that's kind of clever. I can't just say that. I've just got to be stupid as well. Like, it's got to be stupid. Like, it can't be.
Oh, no.
It's got to be fucking dumb. I can't make a point. I can't look like this and make a point, you know?
Yeah.
We lost you there for a second, but we'll just act like.
I just did something really profound.
One more. Poignant and great. One more and then we'll get to Capper real quick. This one just says, babies are better singers if you don't shush them hoo goo ga ga than sing.
Oh, that was because I was in Perth with Brendan's and Bernadette's baby.
Yeah.
And she was holding the baby and he was going like, oh, like what babies do. Yeah. And she was like, shh, shh, shh. And Mickey, what's his name again?
Mickey
Michael
D?
Johnson, the guy in
Mickey J.
He was like, "Oh, do you know if you let babies just kind of do that, like you don't shush them, apparently they become better singers because they learn how to like control their vocal cords and like they're exploring all their sounds." And I just thought it was funny to imagine a baby being like,
the full Aguilera.
It's just a dumb.
Okay, Cap, just real quick with you. I guess the best thing we could do, notes again, I can roll, but I don't think your screen is so murky. I mean, we were commenting on it. Like, we can hardly fucking see you at all. So
it's looking all right now, isn't it? I thought it looked okay.
It's draft tweets, but I doubt you have much. You could bring it up and then just like read out a few.
Yeah, why don't you read out one that you like?
Yeah. And then we'll be the judge.
Yeah. We'll make fun of it.
That's the whole show, really. That's the show. Have you been on Twitter?
No, tweet, not
tweet.
Really.
Tweet, tweet.
I only got one that you've probably seen before and it's not very good. Oh, actually, I've got two.
Okay.
Fuck, this one's pretty. Oh, fuck. Ugh. Just saw a guy I used to gig with post a tribute to his dad recently passing away on LinkedIn.
Just saw a guy I used to gig with. What was the last part?
Post a tribute to his dad passing away on LinkedIn.
Oh, right.
I've heard that LinkedIn's a secret like place for psycho shit that like comedians and stuff wouldn't know. But my friend was telling me like this most psycho, like there's women on there who like have, and men, and they've started like the tattoo thing and they're like, yeah, I got hired and I've got tattoos. It's like tattoo pride on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like it's not just a resume thing anymore. It's like people are commenting. It's almost like a new Facebook-ish kind of place.
Oh, right.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's drama in LinkedIn.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it and I got approached for a job and they put the LinkedIn. I had to sign in again for the first time in years. And then now they just keep sending me notices of like comics that I used to gig with years ago and they've a lot of them have got corporate jobs and stuff, but this bloke posted a tribute to his dad on LinkedIn and another comic knew him and I was like, man, is this the saddest thing you've ever read in your whole life? And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
And he, you know when people do the preface thing, they're just like, look, I don't want to post this on here, but.
Yeah. It's like, well, don't.
I am. Like, you're just like, well, fucking don't post it, man.
Yeah.
I think if they
mention the thing that we're going to think that, We won't think it. It's like, no, we're still going to think it. And now we know you know it's bad and you still do it. It's even worse. You can't even claim. You're just kind of like, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the saddest thing ever. It was like horrible and he used hashtags in it and I was like.
And obviously putting it on LinkedIn is a manipulative move because he's wanting there to be sympathy that would maybe lead to a job.
Right.
Right?
Because that's the whole pretense is you're looking for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad died. Please hire me as the shit rifler.
As the shit scoop. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you can just have that job.
No one wants it.
Your parents could have been alive for you to have this.
He murdered his dad so he could scoop shit.
I've always wanted to be a shit scoop.
The sewer guys, he's like, did you see my post on LinkedIn? And the sewer guys are like, we have no computers here. We just got nets. And we've got a fucking boat. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what LinkedIn
is. And if you need to write a message, you smear it and shit.
We have nets and those things they use for the tuna at Subway. let's get into the pointy end of the episode. Let's do the hex, yeah?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Are you excited?
Yep.
Okay, so I have the Dice app on the phone, Cap. Right. I'll go first, and it is a 5. That's a text, so a text to a random. Becky's already like fucking twiddling her hands, like she's so excited.
So that's you, text you do.
I send a text to a random, so I'll go into context, and then because Becky is on today, I'll see who comes up under B. There's a guy who is a tennis coach in Perth. I think we've tried this one before, the random Airbnb woman. I think I sent her something that I'm spiraling and need help or something. There is a bunch of comics. You love this year's
talk. I love it.
Yeah. There's a guy that I used to go to uni with.
Tennis is pretty good. What the dude
tennis
used
to coach?
Play tennis coach, yeah. You had a coach?
Yeah.
Did you have a coach?
He's a tennis coach. Well, you take lessons every now and again when you want to sharpen up some of the strokes.
And you're sure you have never masturbated skills? Wearing shoes.
Oh, do the things go hand in hand?
Yeah.
Really?
I just feel like I can imagine you. This is what I see. You, tennis shoes, tennis like shorts.
Yeah.
The coach behind you showing you and then you're just furiously jerking off.
What? No, it never happened.
Okay. So this I'm is just your tennis coach.
Well, this is home. A guy. Yeah.
I'm just picturing Mike getting home from work and then gently taking his shoes off, putting them in the shoe cupboard, hanging his socks up on a little rack and then just fucking
I mean, where else are these things going to go? Okay. So
I can message him?
Yeah, you can message him and there looks like there's no previous messages. So whatever you want. I mean, unless Cap, do you have something in mind?
I had a Corona
Let's but brainstorm it.
I think it's pretty good if you write like just masturbated with shoes on for the first time. Whoa, what a rush.
I reckon it's good. I like the ones that are more dorky. Like, yeah. What about something like,
hey man.
Hey, do you remember me?
Oh my God. Yeah, because back in the last episode, I think there was someone's family reunion photo and she made me say, like, I miss my family or something. Like, this looks fine.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So good. I laughed so much in that episode.
Yeah.
It could be something like, hey, man, thanks for the tennis lessons. Every day I do a stroke, I think about, like, what you taught me something like that. Like, Mike looks very uncomfortable there.
Yeah.
It's very
what about
Do you want
to I'm on TV. Yeah. I'd really appreciate it if you watched
me. Is it always gonna be like, hey man, I'm on TV? Oh my God. It's so weird.
What about hey Brenton?
What about your
coach?
I know coach?
when you coach your coach.
Your coach.
On the box coach, next week.
And then at the end it can be like, P.S., how fire is Ash Barty?
Easy on the eye too.
Oh, how fire. Is the fire the emoji?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You want me to write it out?
I'll write it.
Okay.
Is his name really Brenton?
Yeah.
Hey, Brenton. I'm going to say in brackets, lol, I still can't get over that spelling.
All right, so what did we end up going with on this? Fuck off.
Sorry, should we edit out? I feel like I'm laughing too much.
No, it's good. On the comedy podcast. Yeah.
Hey, Brenton, lol, I still can't get over that spelling.
Yeah.
I know, weird ask, but I'm actually going to be on TV. Have you been on TV yet or is it next week?
Next week, Tuesday.
I'm actually going to be on TV.
Tuesday, after the block, Channel 9.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be on TV next week. Sorry. On TV next week, 9 p.m., Channel 9. And I'm just trying to drum up.
More views. It's like he thinks I'm going through the contacts in my phone and then just like telling everyone to watch me on TV.
Would really appreciate.
Can you put thanks coach at the end?
Yeah. Would really appreciate
a watch.
If you and yours could watch.
Yeah. Can you tell five friends?
Yeah. Thanks coach.
Wait, so no, how fire is OPS.
Yes. How fire. Just say it how late, how this much longer after. How fire is Ash.
Oh, God. Fuck.
Okay. Hey, Brenton. Lol, I still can't get over that spelling. Laughing emoji. Weird ass, but I'm actually going to be on TV next week, 9 p.m. Channel 9, and I'm just trying to drum up some more views. Would really appreciate if you and yours could watch. Thanks, coach. Because how fire is Ash?
Oh, God. Did you send?
No, not yet.
All right, that's done.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right, we'll see if he responds. Rolling the dice for fuck. Rolling the dice for Capper.
He's really on a roll.
Yeah. Oh, it's one, Cap. You got a one.
I got a socials again. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I know you just did one last week, and like I can roll again if you really want, or right. We can just.
Why don't you just do a Facebook status update, being like, "I'm so angry! I'm angry at the government! I'm angry at the people who are selfishly put like just go on a big rant."
Yeah, well, I do have a Dictator Dan picture, but I think people would be like, "Oh, this is a hack straight away," true. Just because it's Cap. But I did go through the, and I'm surprised it took me this long to do it. But I looked at what pages you've liked on Facebook, Capper.
Yeah.
And there's one that's like a Bendigo Motorcycle Club.
A what?
The Bendigo Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Sorry, I don't understand that.
They go really fast. So, Capper, you're in the Bendigo Motorcycle Club, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have a picture. And so they're all like cool motorcycle dudes and, you know, and I found a picture of a cat on a motorcycle there. And then I want you to post to the group this picture of a cat on a motorcycle and you say, bring me my meowcher cycle.
and then say like, and please don't bully me about this joke. I was heavily bullied.
So I'll send you the caption.
Who invited Becky, really? This is, I got out of it scot-free until that happened.
Yeah. So I think spelled like that, like bring me my meowter cycle.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah. Or the other way is to troll them and say there's a bunch of pussies on bikes in this group or, you know, something like that.
Oh no, he could get killed.
Yeah, he could get killed.
Oh no, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I
who wants to stroke my cat? Haha, just kidding.
Bring me my meowter cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe a bunch of laugh react emojis or something.
And then, oh, yeah, and at the end be like, well, I think I'm funny.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this tickled me.
Yeah. This tickled me. Fuck, I don't know if I can do a post in this. Sorry, mate.
No, you can, man. I've looked at the, I mean, you can create a post in the group even if you haven't liked the page.
What if they've banned him already?
Oh, yeah.
What? As soon as he joined.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to post.
There's a community page. Like, we'll figure it out after, but that's going to be your hack. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is
so we'll
great.
Go back in.
Perfect.
So, Becky, we have a bunch of pre-planned hacks for you. We could just float them and see how you react.
Yeah,
there was the, Yeah. Okay. So you do that after, and then we'll obviously talk about what kind of traction it gets on the next episode. Becky, we have a lot in mind for you. This one I think is too weird. Like you do an announcement that you're hosting Celebrity Love on the Spectrum.
That's funny.
It's funny.
I'll only do a story though.
Yeah. But it would be like big announcement. But it seems like does it seem too much like a gag?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So the other one, Cap, you can float one of yours and then I'll do one of mine.
So maybe you could show Becky the photo, Mike. I just thought maybe you could put this in stories. It's a used wax strip with hair all over it.
Yeah, this
just
is
fucked. You could have it going. Just like can't wait till the salons reopen or something like that, like something terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
ouch.
Ouch. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. But is that just like leg hair? Is that
looks like a man's leg hair, though.
Yeah.
I don't think people would believe I'd let my leg hair get to that.
That point?
Yeah.
Or no, lockdown. What about like lockdown's going great or something?
This is my whole armpit.
Yeah. Like lockdown is going too long, something like that.
What's another one?
Okay, so the other one I have for you is you say something like, yeah, it's still illegal to get your hair cut, so this is happening. And then it's just the back of a head being shaved.
People, that's a child.
Well, you have a child-sized head.
Yeah.
You have a little, child head. So that I was Googling the craziest shit to try to find little pale head.
So, well, what's the last one? It's funny, but I have to hear all
okay.
Of them.
So, and then the last one, I don't know why they're all hair based, but there's another one where There's a picture of you here, and there's just a hint of a mustache. It's a hint of a mustache. And you say, let me find it. You say, as my close personal friends, in brackets, and enemies would know, I've struggled with facial fuzz for a long time now. It's annoying. So I'm real excited to announce I'm partnering with Thin Lizzy and their excellent range of products for all your little tweaks and trims. Head on over to thinlizzy.com.au and use the promo code.
I don't think they do hair removal, do they?
Then there's a picture of their whole product that's for facial hair. So it's either, it's a lot of hair based.
It's all hair.
I wonder why. Because I think Mike got me on the hair thing and I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that as well.
Are they all known?
This is just you telling me that you've noticed various fuzz and hair. And
that's a lot.
This is so revealing how you feel about me.
No.
Wait, what was the first one again?
So the first one's celebrity love on the spectrum. Then there's the wax strip. Then there's shaved head. And then there's also mustache. It's a lot. There's a lot of options. You don't have to do shit.
We could do something else, Becky. I've had this lined up for Mike. We've kind of got him to do it before. We could just get you to go, like, get it or get it, girl, to the first 10 people in your stories. Like the first 10 stories that come up, you've just got to reply
10
back.
10 is a lot.
Like, get it, get it, girl, or get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boss bitch.
Yeah, boss. You got to say boss bitch.
That's just going to make me have to get into conversations with 10 people.
It sucks. Yeah.
My only worry about like the wax one and stuff is that I think it will come off like I look like I'm just trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
Ah.
And so and mustache and shaved head.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so they're all too gay.
I just think, they might just come off as me trying to be funny.
What about the shaved head just as a story? Just go, haircuts are illegal, so this is happening. You don't think people will buy it?
No, I reckon, what if I'm like, do something like look further into the Brian Houston thing?
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
The Hillsong guy that's been accused of covering up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Like not as all as it seems.
Yeah. I mean, or you could post the Dictator Dan photo and stories.
And say, fuck you, Melbourne.
Yeah.
How is Sydney supposed to get out of this if you guys also can't control your numbers?
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dictator Dan. So I'll send you
that. So send me the photo.
Yeah, and then we'll
We wrap this shit up?
Yeah, we should wrap it up because we got to get out of here.
It's hot in here too.
It's boiling.
Freaking sauna.
Cap, you're in lockdown. We're in lockdown. Anything? And Becky, anything to promote?
Just my book. I have a book called Acknowledgements.
Yeah. Little Brisbane Girl.
Brisbane Girl and Big Showbiz World. it's available online. Kindle.
And you got a podcast.
I have a podcast called The Becky and Cam Hotline. And just any sort of support you can lend me in these troubling times.
Yeah. And we're all on the double mangina label. Yeah. So, check out the family podcast.
You can always reach
out
to Becky if you've got any problems in lockdown. Always reach out to her. She's been willing to do it, you know.
Always send me a message, guys. I'm always up for interaction.
Yeah. And watch me on Channel 9 After the Block on Tuesday
night.
Yes,
and I'm also going to be doing that show. So you'll see me and Mike together.
It'll be interesting. It's me and you and I believe Hamish. So it'll be the Hamish and Annie.
All jealous. Yeah. Like, I knew her first, Hamish. Becky, remember what you're trying to bring up?
You're not going to even look at me. You're going to be like, who's this fucking
guy? Yeah, I'm going to throw you under the bus as much as possible.
Were you and Hamish fight for Andy's love? Will you always be pushing in front of Hamish to give Andy his coffee and shit like that?
I think so. You know, I'm budget Hamish basically at this point, so we could run with that.
Oh, come on now.
But I do appreciate
it. Hey, don't talk about my friend Mike like that.
Oh. I don't know how to yes and this.
It's like Mike can't compute.
I love that.
Capper, anything else?
No, nothing. That's the greatest thing about this lockdown is I didn't have anything booked, so I don't miss out on anything. So, beat you this time, Corona.
Well, obviously the Patreon, we are doing 4 bonus episodes a month. Yes. So get on there for all the extra content and episodes. And that's it. Let's
ring a ding ding. You got to say goodbye to the king.
Oh, finally, we have a sign off.
That's nice.
Yeah. Or ring a ding ding. Log off, kings.
Hang bad. Up.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Hang up.
You don't really hang up. Hey, you should incorporate prank calls onto this, but we'll talk about it after.
Just call sex lines and make diarrhea noises.
Yeah, we'll just steal.
Steal their shit. They're not doing it anymore. All right, ring a ding ding. Log off the Kings.
See okay. you guys.
See you, mate. Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kappa. Thank you, Mike. Phone hacks.